So this morning, I'd like to take the opportunity to preach on the topic of tradition. We heard a lot about tradition in our gospel reading today, and oftentimes when we hear the word tradition, like, all kinds of things come to mind, and some people don't like tradition, some people maybe like it a little too much, but above all, when we hear Jesus say things like, you disregard God's commandment but cling to human tradition, we might begin to wonder, well, what does he mean by that? Is Jesus blasting all of tradition? What about all the Catholic traditions that we love so much? Are they safe? What does he mean by this statement? Now, Catholics, of course, hold that both Scripture and tradition, the two of them bound intimately together in harmony, form the fullness of divine revelation. And Vatican II, Dei Verbum, says that both of them flow from the same divine wellspring. So in other words, we can't have one without the other. Scripture, apart from tradition, would lose all of its ground for authority. Without the living tradition of the church, we'd have no idea which writings should be in the Bible and which ones shouldn't be, which ones are inspired and which ones aren't. The canon of Scripture relies on the church's tradition to guarantee the inspiration. On the other hand, tradition apart from Scripture would forsake one of the most important ministries that the church has been tasked with, that of interpreting, of breaking open the Word of God faithfully through the Holy Spirit. Scripture is the beating heart of all organic development of doctrine and theology. But even so, passages like the one we heard in the gospel today sometimes get a little oversimplified, I think. And we hear many of our Christian brothers and sisters blasting any shred of tradition as if it were always human, always a distortion or kind of a lessening of the purity of the gospel, only a distraction from the life of faith. The cry, sola scriptura, scripture alone, was a familiar rallying cry among the Protestant reformers. Because to many, tradition is suspicious and, you know, superfluous. It's unnecessary. But this logic is simply not true, not to mention it's self-defeating. For one thing, Jesus' words from our gospel passage this morning come to us out of a long and venerable tradition. The Gospel of Mark was not dictated directly by our Lord. In fact, Christ never mandated that his life or his deeds be recorded on paper. The apostles remembered the words and actions that they heard and saw Jesus do, and then told all of that to the next generation of Christians, to the people who had not had a chance to meet Jesus in his earthly ministry. There were no New Testament scriptures at first. It was all word of mouth, just stories that were passed, you know, experiences that these people directly had. Monsignor Knox goes so far to say that if no Christian had ever put pen to paper, there would have still been a stream of oral tradition which would have reached right down to our own day. It's kind of a bold assertion, but I believe it's true. But thankfully, I mean, we do have the scriptures, right? Thankfully, all of the various stories of Christ's life and deeds, these traditions got compiled into the four gospels that we have today, and so we have the real words of Christ to meditate on and pray with. But without a firm belief in something like sacred tradition, this organic process would not have been safeguarded or guaranteed to transmit the truth. And secondly, the idea that tradition is always superfluous isn't a good enough explanation. It's because Jesus specifically warns against human tradition, thereby making a distinction between human and divine tradition. And even with that distinction, Christ doesn't outright condemn all of human tradition just for the sake of being human, but rather for being opposed to God's law. So he condemns the Pharisees for ignoring God's commandments in favor of their human traditions. So, like, just kind of a quick example from everyday life, you know, celebrating birthdays is a human tradition, and we have lots of little traditions that go along with that. You know, we open gifts, we have cake, we go to Chuck E. Cheese. But, like, would Christ have a problem with, like, a little kid blowing out candles at their birthday party just because it's a human tradition? No, not at all. I seriously doubt that. But if we chose to throw, like, a huge birthday party, you know, instead of going to Sunday Mass, then Jesus would probably have some colorful commentary for us. The fact of the matter is that tradition allows us to remember and enter more deeply into the reality of God's love. Sacred tradition hands on the fullness of the deposit of faith and does not distract us. We are here at church this morning because of the work of the church handing on the good news through the guidance of the Holy Spirit through its tradition. The Eucharist that we just received from this altar isn't scripture. It's not words written on a piece of paper. But it is no less the Word of God enfleshed, you know, like given for the life of the world. He is the Word of God. One last thought before we close this little reflection. Among the most cherished traditions of the church are the stories surrounding the lives of the saints, especially the martyrs who, with their final breath, breathed the truth of Christ's love. This morning we celebrate St. Paul Miki and his companions, who were crucified in Japan in the late 1500s. Paul Miki was just a seminarian at the time of his martyrdom. I didn't know this. I just looked this up on the internet. And yet he preached the love of God from the cross. As he was hanging on a cross, he preached God's love and forgiveness of enemies. And he even prayed for the conversion of the people, of the emperor of Japan, and for all the people that were killing him. You know, the Office of Readings this morning, if you have a chance to look it over, said that the cross was his most noble pulpit, which is a really cool image. The others hanging alongside Paul also spoke words of encouragement and peace to the Christians looking on. Those who witnessed this event said that joy glowed in their faces. This beautiful tradition and others like it encourage us to fight the good fight every day and to enter into our daily sufferings and to offer everything to our loving God in trustful surrender to him. How impoverished our faith would be if we never heard of martyrs like St. Paul Miki, if we never received from the church's long tradition the countless lives of the saints to show us how to follow Jesus more closely.